Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jackie Myman, CEO of the Independent Community Pharmacy Association's working member of Business for South Africa, joining us this morning. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks. Just bitterly cold here in the Cape. And, how are you?
It's pretty much the same up here in Joburg. I'm telling people just stay home. There is no good reason to leave the house. I had, unfortunately, or fortunately, a good reason. But other than that, there is none. I can think. And if you're thinking of going running, just don't do it. It's not good for your health. It can't be.
Very cold.
Absolutely. All right. So Jackie, you're involved on the pharmaceutical side with medications, vaccines, and have been very concerned around people that can't access medications. Give us an overview of what the situation has looked like in certain areas.
Yes, certainly. So we'll know around about the 12th, the beginning of what started out as a protest and sort of escalated into looting and destruction. So mostly in KZN, we've got about, in the independently owned pharmacies, we lost 60 pharmacies. We also lost some in Gauteng and a few in Mpumalanga. So I think the concern from our side is that these pharmacies obviously have quite a large stockholding of prescription-only medicine. And when these pharmacies were looted, they literally took everything, which includes this scheduled medicine. Now, prescribed medicine, it's prescribed and it's not easy to get hold of, because if it's used incorrectly or stored incorrectly, it can be dangerous. So you take average pharmacy, probably has about R1 million worth of stock, 60 pharmacies, that's R60 million worth of scheduled medicines out there, which is probably being offered to the public through illicit sources now.
Very dangerous and very, very concerning. So in fact, the problem is, you know, I was thinking of it in terms of simply people not being able to access medication. But in fact, the other problem is that we've got almost a flood of prescription medication somewhere out there.
Yes. So I think during the rioting and the unrest, there was a big concern about people who require their chronic medicine. You know, for instance, your diabetic needing their insulin and stuff like that. There was a big concern that we were not going to be able to get medicine to our community members. However, I must say what the pharmacies did was absolutely amazing. I mean, they really did rally. Even the pharmacies that have been looted or burnt down, they buddied up with pharmacies next door. And I know of people who were in their lounges on laptops accessing patient records and sending those records to pharmacies elsewhere. The concern is that I think the medicine supply has sort of been sorted out. I mean, we know the N3 is open again. We're getting medicines through. The as I say, the concern is that some medical history may have been lost because pharmacies lost their servers, prescriptions were burnt. So there's going to be some inconvenience in that people may have to go and get new prescriptions and things like that. And I think it's the pharmaceutical care. You know, some of these pharmacies, for instance, I mean, the one in Mamelodi, it's the only pharmacy in the area. And those people are now going to have to travel much further to be able to access pharmaceutical care, also putting extra burden on the other pharmacies. So, you know, there is going to be some disruption. But I think our immediate concern is those scheduled medicines, those vaccines that have been looted that may be offered to the public.
What's particularly sad about this type of situation is it's the smaller stores, the one-person store, the family store, pharmacy, that who's most at risk, because the larger chains will have their patient information probably on computerized, backed up. I know that if I go into a Dis-Chem, you know, in the Cape, they'll have my records on where, even if I go to a Dis-Chem here normally. It works in across the country much more successfully in terms of records. But where you have a singular pharmacy, it becomes much more difficult, because if those records are gone, they're gone.
Absolutely correct. So the independently owned pharmacist would have his own server and his own records.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that we've learnt is, you know, all pharmacies, we have a duty of care with patient information,
right,
a duty to look after it, to keep it confidential. And so all pharmacies will do backups. But unfortunately, sometimes these backups are done and then they put in the safe in the pharmacy. Mm. And I don't know if you've seen any of the photos.
Yeah.
They even broke into the safes.
Yeah.
And so I think what we've learned from this is that we need to find a better way of storing this information, you know, up in the cloud.
Absolutely.
So remotely from the pharmacy, yes. I think there's some valuable lessons that we will take from this incident.
Will the smaller, the independent pharmacies survive, those that have been, those that were being most hard hit?
Yes. So something that the Independent Community Pharmacy Association, together with B4SA, is we realize that there are actually insufficient pharmacies in this country. And so every pharmacy lost is a huge loss to the country as a whole, especially as we're looking into the future for NHI. So we've started a fund where we are raising money. Our target is 20 million rand, and this is just to give a pharmacist owner who maybe was not insured adequately a startup package. In that little package, we will have the IT hardware that they need, some of the perhaps the shelving or fixtures that they require. And then we're also asking for the wholesalers and the manufacturers to give extended credit terms. So basically, we are determined to see all 60 of those pharmacies back on their feet again. And I must say, our stakeholders, the industry, B4SA have been absolutely amazing. And the donations are really flooding in. And as I say, it really is our aim to get as many of those pharmacies back up as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's just incredible. You know, when I listen to people like yourself talking about just doing whatever you can to assist this industry, it's phenomenal. If we have to make a list of the different of people like yourselves worrying about everybody else in this country, it's just the most heartwarming. As tragic as the situation was, the flip side of it, I can't get over. And every one of these interviews that I have, when I listen to people like yourselves going through it and saying, well, what are we going to do to assist, and how do we get people back on their feet, and how do we make sure that diabetics are getting their insulin and people are getting their prescription medication, that you're worrying about this across the spectrum. You're not just taking a singular view of it and you're doing what you can to help South Africans. It's phenomenal. It is really, really phenomenal. I would imagine you're also seeing tragic but wonderful things happening.
Absolutely. You know, I think what you're saying there is so important, and I think it is what is amazing about this country, is that when we face adversity, we really do all stand together.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is wonderful. I mean, it you get the warm and fuzzies even in the tragedy of the situation.
Yeah.
So yes, we've seen amazing stories where our pharmacists, we've got WhatsApp groups, and we would see in the middle of this, somebody's watching their pharmacy burning down, and one of their patients phones in and says, I desperately need my insulin. And he's going like, I'm watching my pharmacy burn down, but Mr. So-and-so needs this insulin. Has anybody got? And then somebody will say, I've got, where are you? I'll bring it to you. And it's just
phenomenal.
Incredible.
Yeah. You know,
buildings can be replaced. Mm-hmm. Businesses can be rebuilt. But the health of our nation is absolutely important. And when a patient requires help, that's exactly what pharmacists do. And as I say, when pharmacies and healthcare workers sort of cry for help, we also see everybody roll up their
Absolutely.
Sleeves and dig in and assist. It's really wonderful.
Jackie, I didn't
Proud
even leave
to be a South African.
Absolutely awesome to hear. Jackie Meinen, CEO of Independent Community Pharmacy Association, working member of Business for South Africa. Phenomenal to hear.